I imagine you're very frustrated by that, are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Talk about what? Talk about the game. First half not good. We were winning 1-0, but we weren't playing with a... I asked from the boys to put a stamp from the first minute. You can lose, you can win, but I'm not talking about that. To put a stamp, we are playing home. They are a good team, young team, enthusiastic. They are enjoying the season, enjoying the moment and all that. But put a stamp on a game from the first minute. We didn't. We were winning 1-0 and all that, and there wasn't reason, but we were slowish, we were sloppy without the ball. We gave them time to not to create a lot, but to have a ball, and we don't like it, you know. So at the halftime, we managed to get to the halftime. They had one chance, I think. Although we had a chance from Darnell to make it 2-0, we wouldn't deserve it, but it's football, okay. At the halftime, I said, guys, come on. Hey, this is not us. We have to be present on the ball, on their half of the pitch, switching sides, creating, pressing them without the ball. And to be fair, we were not good. We were magnificent. From the start of the second half, it was us. They weren't there, to be fair. We were getting the ball out of them. The game was played in front of, on their half of the pitch, creating, I don't know, three clear-cut chances on 1-0. Then they had that little spell before the goal. And they scored the goal, okay. And then red card. After the red card, to be fair, we didn't feel it. We were again defending really good, attacking like dangerously with numbers, scored a great goal. And then we expected them to even put more pressure on us, but we were managing the game quite well. It wasn't like shots and all that. And then that decision is simply, it's beyond me.
Have you seen the replay?
Of course, I've seen a replay. I mean, it's.
Why is it beyond you?
Because it's not a penalty. It cannot be that after everything that happened. Even if nothing had happened. Even if it's in the first minute of the game. Even if it's home. It's not a penalty. Now let's take everything into the account. From a first minute yellow to Jake. Everything for them, red card for them, to give that away from home, to give that a penalty. That's scary.
What did you make of the mistaken identity in terms of the sending off?
That can happen. No. That can happen, you know, because he didn't give it straight away. He didn't see it. The fourth official didn't see it. I wouldn't blame them for them. You know, for that. No, it can happen, you know. It's not like, it's not Messi or Ronaldo and you see their faces and everything, you know. So we can, no problem for that. And to be fair, they accepted our help. They didn't have like an ego, no, I don't want to talk to you. They accepted it. So bully for them in that moment. Red card was the one. In the real time, I thought it wasn't. It was in front of me. When I see it after, Nathan is a young player. He gave him an option again. It wasn't blatant. It wasn't malicious. No. Nathan is a young player, and he went for a ball, definitely. And he got a ball, but he didn't get enough of the ball not to give him an option, you know. And they all jumped. They all jumped and everything, and so I can live with that.
Do you get the opportunity to talk to the referee, Slaven? Have you done that yet? Will you or not?
I spoke with him after the game. I spoke with them, and I was calm, but I needed that. And I said that I really don't understand. We had 11 or 14 players on the pitch who were fighting and playing for their lives, and basically they deserve to win the game. And for me, it wasn't Charlton who took that away. It was a referee. The decision.
For the mistaken identity, did he apologize to you or not?
No, but he doesn't have. No. Look, that is not. It's really, I think that can happen. You know, that can happen, and that is for me. It's a human mistake. He can't. You know what I mean? He can't, because the fourth official was busy with the benches and all that. Straight away, Charlton players were on him. So by that time, Nathan was at Villa Park, you know. So he went there, so Grady was playing on that side, so it's got to be you, Grady. So I can't blame. No. That can happen, to be fair, to give them the credit. They accepted our help.